This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Motors Insurance Corporation versus Autobot Towing, LLC, decided July 8, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Motors Insurance Corporation, Respondent, v. W-D-87590, Autobot Towing, LLC, filed July 8, 2025. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County. The Honorable Kenneth R. Garrett, III, Judge before Division III. Edward R. Ardini, P.J. and Alec Ahuja, and Thomas N. Chapman, J.J. Autobot Towing, LLC towed a vehicle owned by Motors Insurance Corporation, insurer, to Autobot Storage Facility in Independence. Autobot later sold the vehicle for scrap to cover its towing and storage fees. Insurer sued Autobot in the Circuit Court of Jackson County, alleging that Autobot had converted the vehicle. Following a bench trial, the Circuit Court found in insurer's favor and awarded it $35,015 in compensatory damages. Autobot appeals. We affirm. Two factual background. In September 2021, an individual purchased a 2021 Dodge Ram truck from Gladstone Dodge, a vehicle dealership, with a worthless check. When Gladstone Dodge was unable to cash the customer's check, it reported the truck as stolen. In addition to notifying law enforcement, Gladstone Dodge reported the theft to its insurer, Motors Insurance Corporation. Insurer paid Gladstone Dodge $55,722 in insurance proceeds to reimburse it for the value of the stolen truck. Insurer thereby acquired title to the truck and titled the vehicle in its own name in Michigan on September 16, 2021. On September 29, 2021, an Independence Police Department officer observed the truck being driven well above the speed limit. The officer pursued the vehicle and ultimately arrested the truck's driver. A check of the truck's vehicle identification number revealed that it was the truck which Gladstone Dodge had reported stolen. The Independence Police Department completed a crime inquiry and inspection report, each authorization to tow, using Department of Revenue, DOR, Form 4569. The form authorized Autobot to tow the recovered vehicle. The form identified Gladstone Dodge, which had reported the truck as stolen, as the vehicle's owner. The form also indicated, in summary fashion, that the truck had suffered unspecified damage on both sides. On October 7, 2021, Autobot sent to Gladstone Dodge a notice of tow on DOR Form 4577. Gladstone Dodge made no attempt to redeem the truck. On October 29, 2021, insurer learned that Autobot was in possession of the truck. Beginning on November 2, 2021, a representative of Insurer 1 contacted 1 pursuant to Perf 509-520, 1-5. RSMO, we do not provide the names of any non-party witnesses in this opinion. 3. Autobot on multiple occasions. Representative testified that he informed Autobot that insurer held title to the truck and requested that Autobot inform representative of the outstanding towing and storage charges to be paid to recover the truck. Representative testified that Autobot never provided him with the information he requested. On November 30, 2021, Autobot sold the truck for $12,500 and retained the sales proceeds. On January 23, 2022, insurer filed suit against Autobot in the Circuit Court of Jackson County. Insurer asserted a claim for replevin, later dismissed by the court, and a claim for conversion. Autobot filed a third-party petition against Gladstone Dodge, alleging claims for comparative fault, unjust enrichment, and fraudulent misrepresentation. On November 23, 2023, the Circuit Court granted Gladstone Dodge's motion for summary judgment. On appeal, Autobot does not challenge the grant of summary judgment to Gladstone Dodge. The Circuit Court held a bench trial on insurer's conversion claim on June 24, 2024, at which insurer's representative and Autobot's manager were the only witnesses. During his testimony, insurer's representative testified that the truck was brand new at the time it was stolen, and that the $55,722 which insurer paid to Gladstone Dodge was the value that Motors Insurance placed upon the vehicle. Representative also testified concerning a range of values for the truck provided by J.D. Power's Valuation Services, which representative testified was a reputable source of valuation of vehicles. A J.D. Powers report for the truck was admitted in evidence without objection. The report listed 11 different values, four for the truck, ranging from an auction low value of $45,015 to a clean retail value of $66,275. Autobot's manager testified that the truck was sold to whoever was this unlucky person that came in to buy it, in response to a Facebook Marketplace advertisement posted by one of Autobot's managers. Manager considered the truck to be a total loss and testified that it was only worth scrap value. He testified that the electronically controlled sliding back window was broken. The back of the truck's cab was damaged from backing into